Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Super Harib, and this is Real Talk for Real People Study Show. Perhaps I need to designate today as Black Lives Matter Day. You see, the designation would imply this. Well, we don't want no stinking police killing so-called black lives. But now, if you're black, you can kill as many as you like. And we ain't gonna say a word about it. We don't want everybody to be gay and happy. But you bet not. You bet not, you stinky police, take the lives of a black person. But if you're black, if you're so-called black, you can take as many as you like. Reminds me of that song by T.I. You can have whatever you like. Maybe that should be the theme song for it, too. Okay? We are killing each other, abusing each other, dominating each other, mistreating. And what has become the norm when we gather together, unfortunately, you have a tendency to see more than often blue and white flashing lights and the fluttering of yellow tape. We can't get together to do anything constructive and a positive, some of us. The same old games have been playing out over the centuries, on and on and on to the break of dawn, and we hadn't learned anything about it, have we? Well, we're about to learn something about it now today on the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. That what is going on in 2020 is not some fluke or a chance or a happenstance. It is DNA of a nation that is off course, off character, that does not follow instructions. And therefore, as a result, we have Black Lives Matter. Oh, it's true. Let's get to it, okay? You think I'm lying? Turn to the second book of Michael. Let's see our ancient brothers and sisters, how they were. And then you will get a bird's eye view of how we are today. When you're off kilter and you're not following instructions, the end result is quite obvious. But you can only know this by intense burning the wood midnight oil study. So let's study together, shall we? May the Most High bless you by the reading, studying, and most importantly, application of his word to your lives. You see, brothers and sisters, we are not doing our study and research in correlation for a warm, fuzzy feeling. We're doing it in order to find how to rectify a solution to the problem of these so-called black lives. Okay? Woe to those who devise iniquity. You're laying in your bed and you're thinking it. And when you get up, you're going to do it. Woe to those who devise iniquity. You work out evil on your beds. You're laying down all night long. You're plotting and plotting and so on and so forth. And at morning light, they put it into practice. Because it is the power in their hand. That's the power they got. So they do it. And certainly that's the only power that's left to us in this country. So we do it also. We don't have much power. But we certainly do got power to imagine doing evil to one another. And then getting up in the morning doing some drive-by. And so on and so forth. And going to a party that we're gravitated toward. And shoot up a few more. And maybe as little children going to school, trying to shoot somebody and shooting up four or five children. You see, this is something not new to us. What is new to us is nothing. As King Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun in our regard. For our killing, mistreating, abusing, and dominating one another, this is nothing new. Okay? And we were the same way. That's what got us kicked out of the land in the first place. They covet lands and take them by violence. Violence. Like we cover street blocks that we don't own a brick on the block. And take them by violence. Also houses and seizes them. So they oppress a man and his house. And certainly that is the case as we speak in 2020. They will oppress you in your house. You better not tell nothing. Stitches, snitches get stitches, will oppress you in your house. This is not something new under the sun for us. A man and his inheritance. Therefore, thus says Yah, behold, against this family, what family? His family, all of us, Yaqub, Israel, all together. Against this family, I am devising disaster because of your actions toward one another. And we haven't learned much yet, have we? He says, for which you cannot remove your nets. And certainly we hadn't removed our net yet, have we? Nor shall you walk haltedly. For this is an evil time. It was an evil time then. And just to position it to 2020. Nothing new under the sun. It's an evil time. In that day, one should take up a proverb against you. It would take up a proverb against you. A lament with a bitter lamentation, saying, we are utterly destroyed. We have changed the heritage. He has changed the heritage of my people. How he has removed it from me to a turncoat. He has divided our fields. Therefore, you will have no one to determine boundaries by lot in your ancient lands. And certainly in this land. Because you ain't got nothing. So you can't determine boundaries because you don't have anything. And the assembly of the Elohim. And here's what got you in trouble. You got lying prophets. They tell you whatever you want to hear, whenever you want to hear it, how long you want to hear it. By golly, keep it coming. But they don't tell you the word of Yah. And so it says, do not prattle. And said to those who prophesize. So they shall not prophesize to you. They shall not return insult for insult. You who are named by the house of Yaqub. Is the spirit of Yah restricted? Are these his doings? Do not my word do good? Don't my word, if you apply it to your lives, develop something good to him who walks or her who walks uprightly? Lately, my people have risen up as an enemy because they don't go about my word. They don't do what my word said. Thus they have set themselves against me. My people have risen up as an enemy. I see them as an enemy. You pull off the robe with the garment from those who trust you. As they pass by, you're deceitful. Like men returning from war. The women of my people, you mistreat and cast out from their pleasant homes, from their children. You have taken away my glory forever because of your not applying my word to your lives. Arise and depart. Get on with me. For this is not your rest. Because it is defiled. It shall destroy. Your actions are defiled. But not following my instruction. And it will destroy you. Yes, with utter destruction. If a man should walk in a false spirit. And speak a lie saying. I will prophesy to you of wine and drink. Even he would be a prattler of this people. They don't want to hear him. Even if he spoke or she spoke falsely. They still don't want to hear it. Their mind ain't right. But in the end, in the final analysis, there will be a remnant. And Israel will be restored. These remnant will listen to what I say when I say it and do what I tell them without any question. I will surely assemble all of you, Yaakov. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together with the sheep of the fold. I will bring them together like a flock in the midst of their pasture. Think about it. They shall make loud noise because of so many of them, so many people. It'll be so many of them. The one who break open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them, while Yah at their head, their leader, their ultimate leader, their omnipresent, omnipotent, omnificent leader, will be the head, and their king will follow him, and everybody going to have some get right. Everybody going to learn to follow instructions. Yah will lead, their king will follow Yah, and they will follow their king. They'll learn. The ones are bringing back here, but the other ones are not so good. That being said, listeners, I hope you enjoyed that story. I certainly did. I'm going to bring my brother and friend on, Cartrell, and he's going to go right back over there and give you a double whammy, okay? A double shot, okay? That being said, may the Most High bless you, Cartrell. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, shalom, family. Shalom, Brother Yom Sufari. May the Most High bless you as well.
Shalom, my brother. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Another powerful prophet, Prophet Micah. You see that? He ain't playing no games.
He ain't like Jonah. No.
He's on his mission. He's devoted, beauty devoted. That's why we read these prophets, because they all devoted. And they basically say the same thing, right? What Micah is saying, Isaiah said, what Isaiah said, Jeremiah said, that's how we know that this is the word of Yah, because everything they're saying, the message is the same. And the Most High is addressing the contrast between the righteous and the unrighteous, those who choose to follow his way, which is the righteous, lawful way, and those who don't. And we see that with those who don't, they are embellished in iniquity. And that's all that's on their mind, which makes us Yah's enemy when we turn to wickedness and bring violence. But that's why he had to destroy the earth the first time in Noah's time, right? He said, it grieves me that I made man, because man is evil from his youth, and there was violence in the earth. So we see violence still in the earth. That's why King Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. There may be new gadgets, new inventions, but it's the same old with the spirit of man. All that's going to be taken away from you if you're not following the path that Yah has given us. And he lays it out plainly. He said, woe to those who plan iniquity, to those who plot evil on their beds. And that's in general. That's for everybody. That's for all nations. That's for the nation of Israel and anybody who does that. Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, Xi of China. Woe to those who plan iniquity on their beds at morning. They carry it out because it is in their power to carry it out. So they have the ability to carry it out, which we see. There's a lot of evil going on, people carrying out their plots and their schemes. The main one is that they divided up our land. But that was because of what we did. So we can't blame them for that. Our own evil caused us to lose what we had. So like you said, in these times, they covered fields and seized them. And houses and take them. Like you said, we take the blocks and turn people's houses into crack houses.
Right.
Make money and oppress them. But we all been robbed of our inheritance because this is not our lifestyle that we should be living.
Exactly.
So the Most High got a solution for this, right? We think it's going to go on and on and on and on. And it ain't nobody going to stop it because it don't seem like there's nothing out there that can stop what's going on the earth. But Yah says, I am planning disaster against this people, from which you cannot save yourselves. So we know we can't save ourselves from the situation that the Most High put us in under this curse that we under, where he took everything from us and made us to serve a nation that has no regard for the old, nor shows favor to the young, a cruel nation that will put us in bondage. He said he would do that to us, and he did. And we still, as of this day, have been yet able to save ourselves out of these circumstances. So when Yah puts judgment down, you can get out of it. You will no longer walk proudly, for it will be a time of calamity. So, yeah, we see the proud being humbled today, whether it be Israel or any of the wicked of the earth. The Most High just drops a pandemic on you, and it humbles everybody. The Most High drop famine and plague on you, and it humbles everybody. So the people of the earth continue to ignore and walk away from the ways of Yah, and the price is heavy to pay. He says, in that day, the people will ridicule you. They will taunt you with this mournful song. And we're being ridiculed and taunted to this very day. Even when we try to return to who we really are as a people, they laugh and they taunt at us. They say that we're out of our minds. We say we are utterly ruined, and we sure are. My people's possession is divided up, which is why they continue to fight in the Middle East to this very point in time as we speak. He says, the land is divided up. He takes it from me. Who took it from us? The Most High took it from us. He assigns our fields to traitors. So, yes, our own family stabbed us in the back and divided up our land.
Exactly.
And you can find that in the 83rd Psalm. Therefore, you will have no one in the assembly of Yah to divide the land by lot. So we don't have our captains. We don't have our priests. We don't have our kings. So there's nobody to say what land belongs to us by tribe. Because every one of us has a tribe, and we were allotted land by way of our tribe. So you would know where you belong in the land of Israel when our leaders told you what land you were assigned to by way of the Most High. And like you said, we rely on false prophets, T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, Dr. Martin Luther King and his dreams, false prophets. What they speak, and they say they speak in the word of God, nothing out their mouth sounds anything like the prophets we be reading.
No, not what we're saying, my brother. Not what we're saying.
T.D. Jakes don't sound like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, although they quote, you know, a lot of what they say. They don't sound nothing like Micah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, these prophets that we've read. Now we're going to go deeper because we still got to cover the prophet Moshe. And he's the premier prophet, the first five books. So false prophets, it says, do not prophesy. Their prophets say, do not prophesy about these things. So our people don't want to hear it, just like now. Blog Talk Radio show, Real Talk for Real People, should be loaded with Israelites. You know why? Because we should all be trying to find out what the Most High is instructing us to do. Right? And we covering it. We combing through it. He said, you descendants of Jacob, should it be said, does Yah become impatient? Does he do such things? So the Most High has been patient with us for a long time. We should really be destroyed for all the things that we've done as long as our rap sheet is. We should be in prison for life without the possibility of parole. But Yah is patient, Yah is merciful, full of compassion, and he's going to keep his word to our ancient fathers. He says, do not my words do good to the ones whose ways are upright? And we know that that's true by way of our ancient fathers, because he did good by way of our ancient fathers, and he kept his promise to them. As for us, we have not kept devotion and loyalty to the Creator, which is why we have all the problems that we have as a people. He says, lately my people have risen up like an enemy. You strip off the richest robes for those who pass by without care, like men returning from battle. So we can see in this downtrodden state that we're in that our enemies get us to take off our clothes very easily. All you got to do is look at rap videos. I see how they got our women parading half naked in these videos.
Yeah.
You drive the women of my people from their pleasant homes. And you know, that's in a woman's heart. She want to have a nice house.
Right.
She want to be living in peace, in a peaceful community, so that she could raise a family. And we're not providing them with that.
No,
we're
not.
You take away my blessing from their children forever. So we wonder why our communities are imbalanced. It's because things aren't right with us and the Most High. So everything is out of balance. It exactly. says, get up, go your way. So the Most High kicked us out of the land. He said, why? But this is not your resting place. We have no place to rest anymore. Certainly, yeah. America is not a place to rest because we're getting shot down by cops and by each other. There's no rest. You can't even step outside in peace.
Exactly.
He says, our land is defiled. It is ruined beyond all remedy. If a liar and a deceiver comes and say, I will prophesy for you plenty of wine and beer. Those are the illusions.
Right.
Integration. Living up to the American dream. You're going to make a fork-tongued people live by what they tell you, what they wrote on paper. A fork-tongued people.
Right.
So I will prophesy for you plenty of wine and beer that would be just a profit for this people. Because we like to hear lies. We like
exactly.
to hear illusions. We like to hear false dreams. But the reality that we got to face is some of us are going to make it and some of us are not.
True.
Most of this, I will surely gather all of you, Jacob. So he ain't going to leave nobody out, the righteous and the unrighteous. But he's going to make a separation. He said, I will surely
right.
bring together the remnant of Israel. I'll bring them together like sheep in a pen, like a flock in its pasture. So get ready for them FEMA camps, bro. Get ready for them FEMA camps, bro.
Exactly.
We don't want to face that reality. But some way or another, we're going to be gathered like sheep in a pen? What? Okay. But it ain't going to be an all bad situation because Yah's going to be in the midst of us. That's what he says. The place will throng with people. So it ain't going to be like, you know, no small encampment. It's going to be a lot of us. The one who breaks open the way will go up before them. That's talking about Yah.
Mm-hmm.
They will break through the gate and go out. So there's nothing they could do to hold us. Once the Most High is in the midst of us, their king will pass through before them, Yah at their head. Now, that's subject to interpretation, because Yah is our king, and he will be the head that leads us out of this captivity like he did in ancient times. So
mm-hmm.
you said the king will follow Yah, and that's probably true. But I know
mm-hmm.
that Yah is our king, and he's going to be the head that's leading us out of this captivity like he said.
Mm-hmm.
So give praise and thanks for the prophet Micah. In the words that the Most High gave him to give us strength and courage and hope for our future and preparation for us to meet our Creator when the time comes. Hallelujah.
True. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters and listeners, let us continue on our study, shall we? Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Only two more chapters left. And the value of due diligence. We need to learn the value of due diligence. And everything in any regard. Give you a few seconds to get there. And he's giving you some idea how one should comport themselves in regards to certain matters. He said, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to seven and also to eight. Don't be stingy. For you do not know what evil will be on earth. Always be diligent. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what nobody else does. You always be diligent in your approach to us and other nations. If you got it, give it. And if they said, I need seven servants, also take feed eight of them. If the clouds
book,
are full of yo, okay, go ahead.
My book is saying to invest in
Invest.
So
yeah,
it's saying don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
Right. You put all your eggs in one basket and disaster comes, you're in trouble.
Exactly. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. If a tree falls to the south or the north, in a place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. He who observes the wind will not sow. If you just looking and you just contemplating and you just looking at everything, you ain't gonna make a move. Because you just looking at everything, but you're not making a move. And he who regards the clouds will not reap, because you're just contemplating on what's going on, but you're really not making any moves. You got to start making some moves in life instead of just observing the wind and the consequences of life. And just like in 1600 Pennsylvania, you're not making any initiative and an effort to do anything, you're not going to reap anything. As you do not know what the way of the wind, you don't know the end result of the wind. You don't know what the wind going to do. You don't know what life going to bring. You don't know what life going to do. Or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child. You don't even know how the bones grow in the womb. You think you know everything. You don't know nothing. So you do not know the works of Yah, who makes everything. Just do your part. Let Yah do his part. That's wrong with some of us now. We are sitting on the dock of the bay watching the tides roll away, and we ain't doing anything. I ain't lying, brother. We just sitting on the dock of the bay watching the tides roll away and ain't doing anything. Worried about Yah work. Yah said, let me worry about this. Let me handle this. You just handle what you need to be handling. Instead of sitting down and watching everything. In the morning.
He showed you how simple-minded we are. He said, you don't even understand how you're born in your mother's womb. And a doctor to this day cannot explain how people are born in the womb of a woman.
Truth be told.
Bones and brains and 11 organisms in your body.
Right.
They still trying to figure it out. How does your eye and your mind work? Your eye and your ear.
How do a piece of semen and a woman's ovaries produce this? You can't figure it out. A male semen and a woman's ovary, how does that produce that? You can't figure that out. You're worried about the wrong thing while you're sitting there on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. You're worried about the wrong thing. Let Yah do Yah work, and you need to put in some work, okay? You need to put in some work.
So in other words, he's telling us stop trying to figure him out and just do what he said.
Exactly. Bingo, you win. You win. You win the stuffed animal, Cartrell. You win the stuffed animal. In the evening, do not withhold your hands, not putting in work, for you do not know which will prosper. Don't just stop putting in work, because you don't know the end result. Only Yah knows the end result. Either this or that. You don't know either this or that, or whether both or lack will be good. You don't know if you do it this way or you do it that way, whether or not both or lack will be good if you depended upon Yah. Truly, the light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eye to behold the sun. If a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness. The hard times going to come, for they will be many too. All that is coming is vanity, empty, meaningless, because you're going to have good days. Remember them. Because you're going to have bad days too. Every day ain't going to be easy breezy. Sometime you're up, sometime you're down. That's what God is saying. But most importantly, here's ought to be your cornerstone of life. Seek Yah in early life. O young man, in your youth, let your mind cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart, Yah. In the sight of your eyes, Yah. For know this is all that for all these, Yah will bring you into judgment, the final analysis. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart. Let it not be a continual thing, or your darkness, or your dark time. Let it not be a continual process. Therefore, remove sorrow from your mind and put away evil from your flesh. For childhood and youth of vanity. Even your childhood and youth will come to an end. That's empty and meaningless. Don't put your stock on it. Put your stock in Yah. And that is the end result. We have one more chapter. And may the Most High bless you with that chapter tomorrow. Cartrell, my brother and friend, I know you have another lovely and informative Psalms. We're all ears.
Yes, sir. And a lot to think about with King Solomon, what you just said. Because a lot of people, they lament about how they grew up. about their youth. They waste their time. Some people never grow up because they want to have their happiness as their youth. He's saying forget that. Get to work. Plant some seeds in the ground. Invest.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, put away that sorrow from your heart. I know that,
exactly.
You know, they said that Michael Jackson had that problem, that he was driven by his father to become a professional musician, that he really didn't enjoy his childhood. So he tried to go back to his childhood, which King Solomon says is vanity. Keep moving forward. Stop looking back, you know, because good and bad is going to happen. You just got to keep it moving. So I'm going to read another wonderful psalm from our king, King David, Psalm 35, which contains wisdom as well and a path for us to follow to Yah's heart. It goes on to say, contend, Yah, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. And that should be our mantra, right? Not Black Lives Matter. I put that on the T-shirt. Fight, Yah, against those who fight against me. Take up shield and armor. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to me, I am your salvation. And the only reason why Yah would do this for any of us is because we're serving him with devotion and we're obeying his path for us, his commands for us, his way for us, like King David. May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back and dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of Yah driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of Yah pursuing them. Since they hid their net for me without cause they dig a pit for me. And we can say this for all of our people, which is why we're on the run. So we ask Yah to unleash this angel in our behalf as a nation and as individuals as well. Since they hid a net for me without cause, and without cause they dig a pit for me, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit to their ruin. And that's what usually happens, especially here in America. The war on crime, the war on drugs, they tried to annihilate us as a people, but it backfired on them. The war on drugs hit their people harder than it hit our people. The war on crime, you have more guns in America than you have people, and you have more mass shootings in America than anywhere else on earth. It says, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. So don't take that coronavirus, because that's another net they're hiding. May they fall into the pit to their ruin. Then my soul will rejoice in Yah and delight in his salvation. Yah is the only way. He has the only way for our salvation. It's not through religion. It's through obedience. My whole being will be exclaimed, who is like you, Yah? You rescue the poor from those too strong for them, the poor and the needy from those who rob them. Yes. Ruthless witnesses come forward. They question me on things I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good and leave me like one bereaved. Yet, when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my parents returned to me unanswered, I went about mourning, as though for my friend or brother. I bowed my head in grief, as though weeping for my mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. Assailants gathered against me without my knowledge. They slandered me without ceasing. Like the ungodly, they maliciously mocked. They gnashed their teeth against me. So even when you try to pray for your people, help your people will turn on you. You're trying to help them. You're trying to pray for them. Some people will turn on you. How long, Yah, will you look on? Rescue me from their ravages, my precious life from these lions. I will give thanks to you in the great assembly. Among the throngs, I will praise you. Do not let those gloat over me who are my enemies without cause. Do not let those who hate me without reason maliciously wink the eye. So we're in that situation in this captivity, people who hate us without cause. People who gloat over us, those who hate us without reason. They do not speak peaceably, but devise false accusation against those who live quietly in the land. They sneer at me and say, aha, aha, with our own eyes. We have seen it. Yah, you have seen this. Do not be silent. Do not be far from me, Yah. Awake and rise to my defense. Contend for me, O my Elohim, Yah. Vindicate me in your righteousness, O Yah, my Elohim. Do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, ah, just as we wanted, or say, we have swallowed him up. May all who gloat over my distress be put to shame and confused. May all who exalt themselves over us be clothed with shame and disgrace. May those who delight in our vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, Yah be exalted who delights in the well-being of his servants. My tongue shall proclaim your righteousness, Yah, your praises all the day long. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It should be our national prayer, especially in these times right now.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Cartrell, folks are going to come against you. That's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
If you think this is going to be easy breezy, people are going to lie on you. They're going to mislead you. They're going to deceive you. They're going to talk back. And you hadn't did anything to these people. Have them folks, you ain't know, don't even know them. And they're going to lie on you. They're going to put their mouths on you. But be ready for it. As long as you, when you're following Yah, here's what I've learned through experience and observation, that people are going to put their mouths on you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to try to mistreat you. But give
them
Yah.
Maybe you're terrorist and racist.
Right. Just give them the Yah. Just like King Dawood did. He gave them the Yah. He said, he didn't say, I'm going to go get my bow and arrow. I'm going to go get my mighty men. He had mighty men. He knew that the physical wasn't going to solve his problem. He needed a spiritual component. He needed the X factor. And you listeners need to learn your slingshots, your AK-47s, your pistol with one bullet, or your Molotov cocktail. It's not going to solve your problem. As I said, King David had mighty men. He could have, hey man, I want y'all to get up, man, ride it down them people.
But hey, Brother Yansu.
Yes.
People don't know about King David's mighty men. He
right.
had 30 men that were like Samson.
Right.
30
and
men
what,
like Samson.
And
we talk about
they were,
Samson. He had 30 men like Samson.
And they were never scared.
Huh?
They were never scared. And they were never scared.
Oh, no.
But he didn't call on his mighty men. Who did he call on, listeners? Who did he call on? And you need to stop trying to call. Right. You need to stop trying to call on your strength. We learned in Ecclesiastes, it doesn't go to the strong and the swift. You know, it doesn't go to them. It goes to those who are totally reliant and totally dependent upon Yah to have solutions for their problem. You're depending too much on yourselves. And you don't have these solutions. And it's quite obvious. So stop depending upon yourselves. Start depending upon Yah, your creator. Therein lies your solutions. As I said, King Dawood had mighty men. He had a whole army of men. He had captains of the host. But he didn't call on any of them. He called on Yah. You need to start listening, start calling on Yah. Therein lies your solutions. Cartrell, my brother and friend, any closing remarks?
That pretty much sums it all up. I mean, it follows the flavor of the prophets that we've been reading. We have to learn how to incline our spirits towards Yah for everything, for all our problems he said he would solve, and establish that relationship with him like King David is showing us that he did. And his prayers help us do that.
Exactly. You heard my brother, and he ain't lying. That being said, listen, it's a pleasure and it's an honor for me to work with Cartrell, and it's a pleasure for us to bring Yah's message to you. We hope that you mull over what we said and don't be totally relying on anything we said. We want you to go back over and study for yourself. And all praises to Yah that you seek his wisdom and understanding. And then once you've done that, then you make the right application in your lives. Okay? Well, Cartrell, brother, it's time to get on out of here. What do you say about that?
I say it's your show, man. You know what to say at the end. Just don't sing no songs, brother, because you have Brother Gregory rolling over in his bed.
You know, I was thinking about that, Cartrell. I normally send Ima Avia the show, so her granddaughter can let Gregory and grandma, her granddaughter, his mother, listen to the show. And I fell down on the job. I don't know where my thinking was broke today. And Avia, I want to apologize. And I know your grandbaby gonna be calling. You put that on me. Said Soup. They call me Soup. They call me Soup. Katria. Tell them Soup did stay the Soup. Okay, it's on me, and I do apologize. Tell them Soup did stay the Soup. That's on me. That ain't on you. Okay.
Hey Soup.
Well, yo.
I saw that picture, man.
Yo.
And when you first look at it, it looked like somebody sitting in the car.
You know what I'm saying? But when you get closer,
I look closer.
Right, you see right through it. Man, that's weird. That's weird. But, you know, Abby told me, what that woman doing sitting in your car? I said, wait, hold on, player. I didn't get angry because I saw it. I saw it with my own eye. And I said, hey, man, it don't look like no woman to me. I look like a woman, but I can see that it looked like the camera caught an imagery. But
it did. It was shadows.
It caught the imagery. It caught the imagery.
Like you had a hat across the top of the passenger seat.
Right.
And a little area was left over. It looked like a pair of glasses. Then you had the reflection, I think, of a palm tree.
Yeah.
Out the ship.
It's all kind of stuff was in there, bro. I'm going to tell you. I didn't send an Abby. I got to play it off like I ain't seen an Abby. I said, hey, Sue, what that woman doing? I said, no. You saw it? I said, you saw it too? Because if you focus in on the picture and you pull up close, you'll see right through the imagery. But when you go back, you can see the imagery. I can see the lion. I can see the human. I can see the eagle turning, looking from the back, facing front. I can see the ox looking toward me. It, like all of them had my back, though. It wasn't no hostility, you know. But I tell you what, it spooked me. It spooked me. Real, I tell you that. But I felt good though. Now I said, if this y'all telling me he got my back, I feel real good. Okay.
I think those Mellow King, those angels are too big to fit in that little car, man.
Hey, man, you trying to tell me an angel can't do what they want to do? They can size down if they want, man. Don't be hating on my angels. They can size down.
I'm not hating on your angels, but I think they're way too big to fit in that little car you got.
Well, this is imagery, Catrio. You got to use your imagination. They can size down, okay?
They can. That's true.
Use your imagination, my brother. Use your imagination.
I don't think those angels size down, though. Not to set off things.
Well,
the ones that Isaiah saw, the ones that Jeremiah saw, the ones that Ezekiel saw,
right.
They blew their minds, huh?
Well, what I'm saying is that maybe the Most High just wanted that imagery there. It was just a reflection of who they were. That's the way I'm going to look at it. I don't know what it was, but I'm going to just look at it. The Most High wanted me to know that, hey,
listen,
I got you.
They definitely out there, man.
Yeah, they definitely out there. And he wanted, I just believe the Most High wanted me to know, well, you know, we looking out for you. We got your back, bro. You know, I don't think that was literally the physical size themselves. But I think it was the imagery, they got a brother back. And I feel confident in that.
Okay.
Yeah. But now, literal size, if I saw the literal size, no, man, I'd be speechless right today, okay?
Uh-huh.
There would be no show. You'd say, what's wrong with you? I didn't hear. Now, soon as
you'd have been more than spook. Daniel said he couldn't even stand up.
I'm just glad I just saw a reflection. That's all I need to see. All right, Katria, my brother and friend. All right, listeners, you've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. We pray that the Most High bless you, direct and order your steps, and stop leaning to your own understanding. Come along with us again on our study sessions. What we want to know, we have to know, we need to know, we must know the who, what, when, where, and how as to what Yah would have us to do. We have to know. Katria, any last word to the listeners? Katria?
Yeah, may the Most High bless the listeners. May they increase their wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and share it with our people because we need it better. Time is running out. We need to make that association with our Creator for that salvation that He's promising. He said He's going to gather all of us, so prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself. Thank you, Cartrell. It's an honor. Thank you,
thank
listeners.
You, it's an honor.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. It's an honor for us, you coming with us on our studies together so we can learn together and so we can make these applications in our lives. May the Most High bless you. We love you. And stop laying in that brown grass like Gregory Porter says. Find you some green grass. And that green grass is in the Word of Yah. May the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless you. Okay? What's his name? Yah. You know what's his name. Stop playing. Good night. We love you. Shalom.
Brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. A love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I made a mess of the life I had with you in search of something new. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. Her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. A love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass.